Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
So there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be outraged and shaking their fist this morning.
Happiness comes from feeling good about yourself.
Breaking the mold on sports radio in Boston.
Is that why I thought of Sesame Street?
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And guess what? Stephen A. Smith loves butts. He was on the Snoop Dogg podcast and he had this to say.
What's the first thing you do or think of when you wake up?
God.
Hot or cold?
Hot or cold?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that question. What do you mean?
Hot or cold?
Well, hot. I'll go with hot.
Tacos or burgers?
Burgers.
Ass or
always, always ass. That's true. I'm going to answer that. I mean, I know I'm associated with Walt Disney, but damn it, everybody knows that I'm a bottom feeder.
Okay.
I mean, we all know that.
Bottoms up.
All right.
All right, and so Stephen A. Smith rightfully apologized for that, that crudeness.
For some reason, had to make an apology.
That's right.
But that
led you down a well there.
Yes, it did. A rabbit hole on the internet in which I found it looks like a public access show from like the late or mid 90s. Even
Arsenio Hall flavor.
It's called Mingle City: One World, One Love.
Probably a Philadelphia based maybe show where he was writing at the time.
I don't know. All I know is that this is not. It doesn't seem to be though. When you look at Stephen A. Smith, I mean, he looks close to the same age he is now. It's probably only a couple years old.
He's ageless.
I guess he is. And they haven't changed any of the imaging for the show. But it is a show called Mingle City. And apparently, he's talked about his love of butts before. So
we all have our passion.
Here is Stephen. Well, I mean, John Wall is nodding in approval.
Just sit back and, you know, listen. Just say truth every time you hear something that you like, okay?
Sure.
Just say truth. John loves butt and the pudding butt videos. Someone emailed me yesterday. Do you know what that is?
No.
I have no idea what that is. Someone emailed me.
Ask
John about the pudding butt videos.
Okay. Boy, I might have to Google that.
But bye.
That's the high quality infomercial intro music.
It's just like a sashaying woman. But butts.
Sex.
Welcome to Butt Aficionado.
Sex, and I want the ladies to hear this loud and clear. Sex is the most important thing in a relationship until it's good. Then it doesn't matter. Before you can establish that you have a vibrant, healthy, great sexual relationship with that man.
He's trying to be like Montel Williams at this point. He's trying his hand. This is obviously him trying his hand at being like a
like a relationship advisor.
Yeah, like transcending sports.
Steve Harvey? Isn't that kind of his thing?
I who knows what he's doing? He's just on TV.
Just looking confused when someone gives him an answer.
He's constantly on TV is all I know about. Yes, but I would imagine, he's trying to transcend sports.
Okay.
He's doing like the Martin Lawrence when he was the host of the talk show on TV.
Martin Lawrence?
It was part of the show Martin.
Oh,
at the latter stages of that show, he was the talk show host on television.
Healthy, great sexual relationship with that man, it gets in the way of everything. When you have good sex, when a man is handling his business and doing what he's supposed to do, don't you notice that suddenly her tolerance level is just a little bit more? You know, the arguments, et cetera, et cetera. And it's the same thing, and it's the same thing for guys. I'm going to tell you a story real quickly because I want other guys to get an opportunity, especially this man right here. I want to hear what he had to say after hearing this girl earlier. But I'm just telling you, I had a girl, and you know, I'm a booty legging hitman to the core. You don't.
Why are you not saying truth? Yes.
Come on. Testify.
That's the first time we started talking about it, right? I was waiting.
Say truth.
I had a girl, and you know, I'm a bootlegged hitman to the core. You don't have that. It's insulting that you've even approached me. Okay. I had a girlfriend that obviously was stacked, Kardashian, J Lo, Beyonce type stack. You know what
Truth.
I'm saying? And we were getting into an argument a few years ago, and she was living in Chicago, and it was Thanksgiving. And I was about to send her behind back. She ticked me off that much, but she had on a lingerie. And I was on the other side of the room. And then she got up, and you know, she was getting on and talking and running her mouth and all this stuff. Hmm. Then she turned and she walked away. Her body was in the bedroom, but the booty was sticking outside of it.
Truth.
And hit it.
You kind of a precursor.
There you go, John.
It was. It was.
If you can't see it right now on TV, John Wallach's head is shaking and his mouth is drooling like Danny Torrance at the end of The Shining.
Did you, have you ever had a girl get her, like she was mad at you, but she slammed the door but her ass got caught in it? Is that
I had a dream about that once, but no.
Name an adult film star with a big butt.
Cherokee.
Okay.
How's that? Does that work for you?
I don't know who that is, but you...
There were two different ones. Two okay. different Cherokees.
Okay, so
Cherokee.
Yeah. So if you are on an adult,
the trail of rears,
you see, now we've opened up the whole Pandora's box.
That's going to be a lost line by
this
Rich.
This is going to be. All right, so, going to get ugly from
so
here.
You, all right.
It really is.
So, like, if you're on, like, you know how they have the side things that you can click on, like a specialty when you go to like a porn site.
Yes,
you'll click on big asses.
That has happened. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a bottom feeder.
So good. Sounds so gross.
Stay with me. When I saw that, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. I walked up to her and I said, it's really not that important what we were arguing about. It's not that important. Because I knew that night, because we were going to go out to the family and all that stuff, I knew by the end of that night I wanted that. See, we were smart enough and wise enough. The difference between us and women is that she might have kept arguing until 10 o'clock that night. I knew that morning, all right, I got to work this out now and use all of these hours to my advantage if I want to get my hands on that tonight.
Oh, yeah, John.
There's nothing hotter than lingerie on a woman that you've banged a million times.
Always ass.
John, what are you thinking about right now?
Always ass.
I have this little bubble over my head.
I'm a bottom feeder.
There's nothing better than duty.
I'm a bootlegged hitman to the court.
I don't understand that at all. I don't understand that. It seems like a new thing to me.
I just love how ever since he got in trouble, ever since he had to make that statement about saying the thing on Snoop, all these videos are coming out about, there's apparently a million videos of Stephen A's been talking about butts.
You know why he's talking about butts so much is because he wants booty pics. I mean, somewhere, and that couldn't have been that long ago because he references Kardashian. And
sure.
So it's 10 years ago or sooner.
You must be a huge fan of J.R. Smith. Those two guys walk the same walk.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Always ass. I'm a bottom feeder.
Yeah, right.
Look up Cherokee during a break.
Look up Chuck Berry during the break. And then we'll be
always ass.
No, the other one.
I'm a bottom feeder.
You want to get the true definition? Look up Chuck Berry.
Hot dog. Do you ever not like it? Haven't I grilled hot dog twice? Hot dog.
Sweetheart, call me RKK.
You like it, right? Hot dog.
Hot dog.
Cheers, hot dog.
No problem,
sir.
So I call him Mr. Lemonade.
Hot dog.
That's cool with me.
Do you ever not like it? Having a nice hot grilled hot dog slice. You like it, right?
Aw, thanks for stopping by.
You should never argue with a crazy mama.
Okay. I just tell you, it's okay. A bunch of hogwash.
Like with Twitter, get sick of arguing with white dudes on the internet. When I'm gassing my own black past, like how a wig could get, I like to slow it down with a marijuana cigarette. Occasionally with powders in it.
Pretty cool.
Fresh. Yeah, good hair. You can say I'm not burlesque. Like the tresses, like the dresses.
For you,
sexy spin off, blow up.
Hogwash.
Yeah,
I always buy him lemonade.
Hogwash.
Leave a message on my phone, I'm only
sure. Oh, yeah.
The rest of me is sort of in the zone where the
hogwash.
They're all up on a two-door hacksaw, slack jaw, like they short of
hogwash.
Leave your boy alone, like
right. My favorite boy alone. We are Toucher and Rich, and that is Robert Kraft. And Robert Kraft getting a shout-out this morning.
He did, from Mr. Donald Trump, the President of the United States. He tweeted out this morning, thank you for all the compliments on getting the World Cup to come to the USA, Mexico, and Canada. I worked hard on this. Along with a capital great, capital team of talented people, we never fail, and it will be a great World Cup. A special thanks to Bob Kraft for the excellent advice.
I'll just tell you, it's a bunch of hogwash.
So he just wants the world to know that I'm still friends with Robert Kraft, right?
Yeah, there's some like theory that Robert Kraft is, this is going to benefit the revolution in some way, shape, or form.
Well, I think this might help them get funding, or not funding, but some sort of justification for building the Revolution Stadium that they've been wanting to build.
I have to tell you.
I think it'd be amazing because they want to build a soccer stadium near downtown, which to me would be phenomenal because that means all those concerts that are over in Mansfield, they'll be in the city, which
but
would
if
be
they
fantastic.
Build a soccer only stadium which will seat what, 30,000? When the World Cup comes here,
that's about right.
They're not going to put it there, they're going to put it at Gillette Stadium, right?
Part of it, there might be, I don't know, I have no idea.
Gillette seats 60 and there are enough soccer fans around here, you could certainly sell that out for World Cup matches.
Well, they had it when they had it in Detroit.
You think 60,000 people would show up
in Detroit? They had it at the Silverdome, which was 80,000.
In 1994, which is like the last time they had World Cup matches here, they sold out Sullivan Stadium.
Okay, so if like Russia played Bulgaria, they would play. Yeah. You think 60,000 people would show up for
80,000?
I do.
Well,
I think 60,000 people would sell out Gillette Stadium for World Cup matches.
No. There's not a doubt. It's the biggest sporting event in the
absolutely
world.
Dan's saying there's empty seats all over the place. He's watching it right now.
Is it in Russia?
No, it's in Russia.
Oh yeah, if in Russia, fine.
But who's playing?
Like Egypt and Uruguay. Uruguay is
It's like two of the best players in the world are playing, and they got empty seats all over the place.
Salah's not playing, but that, I understand your point.
No, they would sell it out if it was at Foxborough.
I think they would.
They sold out the Silverdome. It was like gigantic, and Silverdome's in Pontiac, Michigan. I mean, people came from all over the world. I mean, they're telling people in Russia not to have sex with foreigners that are not white.
Hmm.
So maybe that's a bit of a sign not to go to Russia.
Do you think Robert Kraft, after all the stuff that just happened with the Eagles and then being called out and then, you know, all the new rules with the kneeling and the national anthem and stuff, like, do you think that he's been kind of trying to stay out of any kind of political talk, whether he's with Donald Trump or he's with the players? And then every time something like this happens, he's like, you got to be kidding me.
Yes. Absolutely.
Keep my name out of your mouth.
Absolutely.
I've got 100%. A business to run. Yeah, see, I was thinking
100,
that too.
100% that he's like, oh, Jesus.
Right.
Like, stop saying my name. Like, just stop.
I have this business to run with a lot of people who might not agree with what you're doing.
There's no doubt that Kraft is friends with Trump and that he's a
been
supporter
friends for
of
years.
Trump.
Absolutely.
And I would venture to guess that every owner in the NFL is a fan of Trump's. And I would imagine that that's a fact. I don't think that you could even question it. But
he's also trying to keep up appearances amongst the people who play for him.
Yes, absolutely. That he doesn't. Listen, he's friends with the guy. If you catch him like talking to him, whatever. But yes, he doesn't want Donald Trump to 20 million or how many people follow him on Twitter. Yeah, dropping his name, no.
Right, because Devin McCourty today is getting seeing that tweet and going, oh, okay, well.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
He would prefer to keep it on the down. Mm-hmm. Yes, there's no question about it. Scott, go ahead.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Scott?
The World Cup in Gillette would totally sell out. The fact is, in Russia right now, Russia's got the whole issue of racism. So many athletes have told their families don't come because they're worried about racism coming down on their families and issues like that. America's a free country, so, like, people from all over the world are going to show up for that. Game's definitely going to sell out. Doesn't matter if it's American fans or not. There's no doubt that the stadiums will totally sell out. People are going to be there. It's the World Cup, the biggest thing in the world.
Okay. I mean, that would be interesting. And they're essentially thinking of, like, how many different cities in America are they going to throw it in? I know that
it's Canada, Mexico.
But in America.
Boston is one of them.
It is one of them.
For
yes.
sure.
Yep.
Yes.
That's been
there
mentioned.
There are 23 cities there are 23 cities that are finalists for 16 spots. In the U.S. to host.
So the one hotel in Foxborough, I would imagine, book your ticket.
That's right,
your room
now,
sir.
If you can.
Yep. Yep.
Well, by then, they'll probably have like 15 casinos around it.
Yeah.
Because they've been trying to build one for years.
And Solak's property value will plummet. That's all you can wish for. Is that something happens and it makes
not as many people visiting the pool at that point.
That's
yes,
right.
That's very true.
You've turned it into garbage town. Taking that because it doesn't matter in Everett.
Beer bottles on the Zolak lawn.
Yeah, like Everett, it's just another thing to look at when you're on the street.
When's the last time you drove down that road?
I've never been in Everett in my entire life.
You've never been in Everett?
Nope.
Really?
Not my entire life.
Oh, you got to try Route 99. Like, that's the Golden Road, my friend.
Like, you haven't even, like, accidentally been trying to go to Somerville and, like, got off, like, one exit too early or anything like that?
I've been to Somerville. I've never been to Everett.
I don't know what road that is. I forget which one it is, but it's the one where you're driving into Everett. And it's to your left, it's funny. You're coming off of the expressway. And to your right is Mike's Roast Beef and, you know, all these other... And then to your left is just this monstrosity coming out of the ground. And it looks like the definition of, like, 1990s excess. It's like this big gold bar.
It's a Gordon Gecko situation.
It's very Gordon Gecko-esque. And as you sit there, you're like, this looks very out of place next to these factories and... world's greatest roast beef place across the street. It is very odd, and I don't know how it fits into the neighborhood, but right now I can see all the people of Everett coming around and just staring at it and being completely blinded and mesmerized by the glow coming off the side of the Encore.
Yeah, I've never been to Everett. Unless you're south or west of the city, I haven't been there. Saugus, I've been to.
Yeah.
You never went to the Chuck E. Cheese in Everett? You never had to go to
because they have one in Natick.
Okay.
It's just as clean.
Correct.
They do have one in Natick.
I have finally stopped going to Chuck E. Cheese.
I would not.
Finally, we have outgrown that and no need to go.
No. That's for Ryan Family Amusements when you're in Newport. That's the thing until my son started to realize that the tickets are really worth nothing because it's all crap.
He doesn't like the inflatable swords?
No, there comes an age where, like, you're just buying, like, guns.
The knockoff toys, like the Transmorphers.
Whatever they have.
G.I. Jeff.
Yeah, it takes up room in the car on the way home, and then I bet you if you got him on the phone right now, I could pay him $20 to find one of the things that he won, or my daughter, and that neither of them could find.
Bird, what do the locals think of the monolith landing in Everett?
The monolith.
You like robot.
See, he'll never get that reference in a million years.
What's that? What's that, Bert?
They loved it. Like, people came out of the woodworks to vote for this.
Okay.
It's the highest voted thing in Everett since
came out of the woodworks.
How many of your friends are going to work there?
I have no idea off the top of my head. No, none of my friends have really talked about it.
They keep it secret because they don't want everyone
stealing their
job.
Exactly. That's a good point. Right. It's going to be all of Bird's friends. You're tossing the keys to your car. Keep it close, pal.
Well, it's not like Bird couldn't work there.
Oh, I guarantee you he's going to get a gig there.
He'll be a pit boss.
What's going on with you?
Imagine him being a dealer. You could talk him into giving you so much cash. Just be a dealer.
You can't cut.
Oh, yeah, if he was a dealer. Like, oh, my God.
Sorry, you lose. No, I win. Oh, yeah, you win. Okay. Thanks, man.
That's right.
The Everett monolith.
See, as I said, that's a brilliant reference that he will not get.
3, 8, 4, 8, 10, 21.
I started playing. All right, Bird's brain.
You know who wrote that hot dog song? They Might Be Giants.
That is them. They do the theme song.
Yep. And one of them does not even have a kid. All right, there will be commercials, and then we'll talk about how bad basketball is in France.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub will touch her and Rich.
I ain't no joke. I used to let the mic smoke.
Now this in Cherokee is what Wallach likes the best. If you put on some Eric B. and Rakim and then gave him apparently a big booty porn star named Cherokee, who he claims there's two of them.
Yep.
Now, is she Native American?
This, one is, one isn't.
What's the other one? What race?
The other one is black.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So ideally, if you could build the perfect woman, would it be an African-American woman with booty?
Equal opportunity, Fred. I mean, you have it.
I am not, no, but there are there's things that one likes more than the other. Ideally, mm-hmm. and not to marry, but if you had... It was the last day of your life, and
yes,
and you could be with one woman.
Yeah,
would it be? Describe that woman to me.
I obviously we've discussed the ass area, which is key. We need that.
I'm a bottom feeder.
Yeah, yeah.
Always ass.
Sure. I think she should be proportionate on up front as well.
Oh, you like boobies?
Of course. Well, okay. Who doesn't?
All right.
Well, what man doesn't? Right. So I think we start with that. You know, I like the woman to be good looking as well.
Sure.
So I mean, we start with those three things.
All right. Would you prefer her to be African American?
No.
Okay.
Doesn't have to be. No.
But if you had your druthers. It's not a racial thing.
No,
I mean, just I
understand
if you had
that.
Your druthers.
No, I understand where you lead me here. Right. No, I don't have a preference.
Okay. One thing I'll say about Facebook is that I just saw this. Someone put up there, a grown man, older than myself. If there is one thing that this whole experience has taught me, perhaps it's time to start considering what's next. And then, why? You know why you do that?
So people can say, what's going on?
Yes, and then you respond to nobody. I mean, what are you for? God, by the way, Facebook now, there's like three people that post, and they're the three people I could care less about. But you just get so bored and used to being on your phone, I still look at Facebook. It's literally now a guy that I was in college with that was in my fraternity that's a quote-unquote DJ in L.A., but somehow has wound up in nowhere, Wisconsin, who's dating Tanya James, who's some porn star. And then there's like two other people. And that's all I did. But why would you, as a grown man, if anything, capital this experience told me it's trying to start thinking about what's next. And by the way, dude, you're 50 and you've had the same job for 35 years. So maybe you can stop acting like you're Captain Adventure.
So it's like a big market tease. Like, maybe my next tweet will tell you what actually happened.
Exactly. Like everyone concern yourself. And then people actually say, like, what's going on? Like, why would you feed into that? Just ignore that. Let him sit and stew in his own filth. Well, the situation. Just shut up, idiot. Wow. Oh, God. Oh, no. What's going on with you, Mike? Oh, my goodness. Oh, God. I haven't seen you for 20 years, but now my mind's blown. Wow, you have a crappy job that you've made no upward mobility in the last 30 years. Woo! What's going on? You put pictures of your dog up constantly. Ah!
I got blocked by a close friend of mine. I didn't even know it.
Really?
I don't know why.
Because you don't... I think we're friends on Facebook, and you don't ever post.
Once in a blue moon.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah,
because you know what?
The show post.
Well, that's a testament to my activity on social media. If it wasn't for work, I'd probably almost be off of it entirely.
Yeah, I never post. I post probably twice a year on Facebook.
Yeah, like my personal page... maybe once every 3 weeks.
I mean, how
possibly?
Lonely? But listen, I've expressed it more recently than ever. There's no one more pathetic than I. I put a picture up of me after Mr. Sid's because I said I would on Instagram. I didn't look at any of the comments. I know what they're going to say.
Oh, well, let's look at them right now, shall we?
Oh, Jesus. Right. Rich,
I just kind of walked right into that, Fred.
Yeah, I think that we need to do that.
Honestly.
There is no one more pathetic than I. But, I mean, you're seriously going on social media and giving, like, a tease about your life?
Oh,
shut up.
I will just have you guess how many comments since you posted this 20 hours ago.
40. Oh,
182.
Yeah.
Can we get some, like, feel-good music?
Good shot right there, Fred.
By the way, no, I have no chin. I look like someone ate my face. I, like, my own jowls are fighting my face for supremacy. 104. I only have like 5,000 followers. on Instagram. No one follows me on Instagram. At Fred Touch. It's the only social media.
How many of the 104 is 104 you said, Rich?
182.
182. How many would you say were positive?
Four. And they're all from, like, girls that feel bad for me.
Don't listen to them, Fred. You look great.
There's a couple positive ones. Whether they're being sarcastic or not, I don't know.
I would imagine they're being sarcastic. The clothes are very nice, by the way. Thank you, Mr.
And no one's ripping on the clothes. Nice.
Yeah, so, don't read those if they are.
Of course I'm not.
A pocket square in D.C.
Yes, a red one. Nice.
Unfortunately, they shaved me. It's a very nice experience being shaved.
It says you got to bring the beard back because you have no chin.
No, well, that's a fact.
Those aren't flip-flops, so people are definitely impressed that you did not wear the flip-flops.
I don't understand. I'll fight to the death about flip-flops. It's because you've all lived in this cold hellhole for so long.
You look like the dude from Despicable Me, Gru.
The Steve
villain?
Carell one?
Yeah, the main villain from Despicable Me.
That's actually a compliment. He had a chin.
let's see. Let's go. You ready to go to Pound Town now? That's a pretty good one.
We were just discussing that yesterday.
I've never seen someone look worse when they clean themselves up. It's okay to be unshaven in track pants, Fred.
Yeah. I need to cover up my face with a beard.
Wanted, Fred's chin. Last seen 2011. Reward 1,000 if found. Contact at Touch and Rich Official for further information.
Do you think that I ever had a chin? I might get a chin implant just to shut y'all up.
A chin implant?
Oh, yeah. Come on. We can't all be Jay Leno. You're fine. Nothing wrong with it.
Jay Leno considered getting his chin shortened, but it would have taken like 2 years, and he wouldn't be able to talk. They had to literally shatter your chin.
That'd be too bad.
And then like put something between the bone to make it like extend out. Is that what it is?
No, that's easy. They put something on your chin, but Jay Leno's they would have had to crack his face open.
This one just says, "How about a Fresca?"
Because I'm fat?
No, because you look like one of the guys who would play at Bushwood Country Club, apparently.
All right.
Yeah. And then there is grow an effing beard.
Yep.
You can almost smell the brute from this photo.
That's the best one yet. I like that.
I'm not going to read that one because it's mean. Not to
read
you.
Read it.
Not to you. It's to somebody else. It's comparing you to somebody.
To who? Is it someone famous?
But it's trust me. I'm not. Okay. I'll read it to you later on. You look like
is
you.
Is it someone from a television show?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not. You look like you have a college-age stripper girlfriend who doesn't love you.
What?
Like man with money who dresses nice, I guess. Mm.
I certainly got lots of cash, baby.
What a tremendous dinosaur neck. What is a dinosaur neck?
I don't know. Something bad.
Buttons going to pop.
Nah. That fit me. You destroy my face. That fit me. There was a guy in there, though, that his wife was shopping for him. And, like, they were telling him that, like, nothing fit.
Hey, look, it's Danny DeVito in Batman Returns. Oh, that's a good idea. Go see what the guy at Machine thinks. What if we brought a picture
guy,
of that?
He's not going to like it because I shaved.
Yeah. He likes you scraggly.
Yeah, his rugged double bear has left him.
Yeah. He's not going to like that.
Let's see. Hope you got the right amount of ice for your cocktail. We were talking about that. Yeah. Your lack of shoulders offends me.
Had shoulders.
Fred, hello. That's tweeted that.
Yes.
Jerry Garcia cleans up nice.
All right. Well, suffice it to say, the clothes are nice. I am not. Suffice it to say, and by the way, Mike on Facebook, who does not live in Boston, I'm on the edge of my seat to find out what happens to you. Maybe you'll get hit by a bus.
Leg day has been skipped.
Sure.
Hey, look, Eric Stone Street got nice clothes.
Oh God! Wow,
that's below the belt right there.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Let's see.
You're taking such great joy in this.
You look like a human Mr. Potato Head. Then there's just one that just swore, which is the F word. How many ladies do you think have to sit on a towel after seeing this?
A lot.
Yeah. All right.
Man of means.
Mm-hmm. Hachi Machi.
All right.
You look like the kind of guy that would hug his friend after striking him out.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, very good. Suffice it to say, I'm ugly. Let's move on. And Ty Anderson is going to join us. Is he coming in studio?
He is.
Nice.
He's going to.
Is that a pack of Johnsonville brats under your chin? Right. Which one of your chins is your favorite? That's great.
Don't read anymore.
Which
we
one of your chits is your favorite?
Do you see Rich's delight in this?
Because he's been eating salads. It's because our listeners are very creative.
Even you have to admit those last two are really
those
good.
Those are great.
No, they're hurtful. I don't like them.
One just says beard.
I know. I have to grow a beard. There's no question about it. And then I got to shave my neck so the beard, it looks like I have a chin.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could lose weight.
Clothes are spectacular, though, Fred. No
Absolutely.
Doubt in that.
Absolutely. Everyone go to Mr. Sid. They gave Rich socks.
They did.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe you can get over your cackling at people making fun of me. It's not nice.
I will have to tweet that out, that picture.
My children, you know, read these things. They say to me, Daddy, why is everyone so mean to you? And they're like, well, I look like you when I get older.
That's the tough conversation right there.
There's like, and I'm like, there's this girl named Cherokee. That is the feminine ideal. All right, we'll be right back.
It's T&R.
I heard you like to party.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I mean, that's not the way human beings act.
Follow these guys on Twitter at Toucher and Rich.
Boy, did Twitter explode.
Hello, everybody. Recording live from somewhere.
Lord of mercy, all night Sunday Central. Follow me now, listen. Say hi, Dick, yes, you're rolling hip hop. Say J-Roll, yes, you're rolling hip hop. Redefinition, say you're rolling hip hop. Say Black Soul, come to rock it up.
From the first to the last of it, delivery is passionate. The whole and not the half of it. Forecasting aftermath of it. Projectile and I'm blacked away. Accurate
is 98.5, the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Aaron O'Malley from Mix comes in with donuts to say, like, hey, Fatso.
Nothing wrong with that.
Here are some more donuts.
Nothing wrong with that.
We're Brooklyn.
You know, I don't even eat sweets.
Really?
Yeah, it's all bad food choices and alcohol.
Okay.
That are the weight gains.
Yeah.
If you had to guess how much, I'm 6'2", if you had to guess how much I weighed, what would you guess?
215.
That's the most I've ever weighed.
Is that where you are now?
No, I'm less than that.
Okay, 206. But not a pound less.
You're probably around 206, 208.
Yeah.
Ideal weight is 185.
Really?
Yeah. But I'll never get there. I weighed last year at this time probably 195.
Yep. I've gained weight a little weight over the last year too. So, I mean, I'm right there with you.
You know?
I still run, but I'm eating a lot more.
I go to the trainer until I don't go, and I skip.
You go to the trainer until you don't go, which happened when?
Every, like, half the time. It's like $60
every
time.
I don't go to a trainer, but my question to you is, when you skip and then go back, how guilty do they make you feel for not going?
They don't say anything because they want your money. I mean, you pay either way.
Yeah.
You pay either way.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that at least 5 pounds of it is just straight lean muscle. You understand?
Yes.
Muscle weighs more than fat.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
That's tried that. Wife wasn't buying. Wife is a well-educated, smart woman. Wasn't buying that excuse.
Yeah, if she's making fun of the way you look, then that is that's in trouble.
No, she's not doing that outwardly. Just, you know, every once in a while.
All right. Let's play one more Stephen A. Smith clip.
That's
about
fair.
His love of asses.
Okay.
And then,
that sounds fair.
On.
Sure.
And so Stephen A. Smith, he had to apologize because he told Snoop Dogg that he liked butts. He found them attractive on women, which is not right. You're not allowed to find a specific feature on women attractive physically. You are only allowed to comment on their intellect, and that is why you are sexually attracted to them. There's nothing biological or genetic or anything about finding a member of the opposite sex attractive. That is the world that we live in. And here is more Stephen A. Smith. Rich got down a rabbit hole that took him to Stephen A. Smith often talking about buttock.
They say we're looking for the right man, but they don't go out and voluntarily espouse the fact that, you know what, I'm getting mine at least once or twice a month. I got to make sure I get something. So as us as men, we naturally assume that's exactly what you're doing. And sweetheart, we're not hating on you because a man, a true man, is not going to sweat what you did before he came along. He may have a problem.
No, that's not true at all. I see some girls that get married, and I'm like, sir, if you only knew.
Maybe they
you
do know.
You only went to college with that girl.
Yep.
Yep.
If you only knew.
Or high school. It's a good point. Dan makes a good point.
All right.
And sweetheart, we're not hating on you because a man, a true man, is not going to sweat what you did before he came along. He may have a problem with what you do after he's gotten his hands on you, but before he came along, he has no right to hold you accountable unless you were a straight up freak. You understand? If you're a prostitute or something, that'd be different.
Okay. When is this from? When is this from?
What year is this? Now, when is the weird thing? Because it looks like, production-wise, that it's from like the late 90s, early 2000s. And it's like some sort of like public access show. But you're right. He references the Kardashians. So
it can't be that long.
It can't be that old.
But it all stems from this.
What's the first thing you do or think of when you wake up?
God.
Hot or cold?
Hot or cold?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that question. What do you mean?
Hot or cold?
Well, hot. I'll go with hot.
Tacos or burgers?
Burgers.
Ass or
always ass. Always ass. Always ass.
Call it pork, bubble sparks. Yeah.
This is John's favorite show.
What is this?
Always ass. I'm a bottom feeder. Always ass.
It's Barry White all of a sudden.
I'm a bottom feeder.
That's true.
Hey, pretty girl, come on. I'm a booty legging hitman to the core.
I'm an ass guy. I mean, I know who I'm associated with Walt Disney, but damn it, everybody knows I'm a bottom feeder. I'm a bottom feeder.
Yes, Satan?
I'm a bottom feeder.
Always ass.
The sound of John Wallach's brain.
Which one?
I don't know. We've explored John Wallach's love of asses so much today. I think it's time to move on. Ty Anderson writes about the
I'm a bottom feeder.
Boston Bruins. You say, why are you talking about the Boston Bruins? Well, there is some frenzy around the team.
Some trade rumors.
There are trade rumors, certainly. There is a 19-year-old young man from Europe.
Urho Vaakanainen.
Fine. You said I won't. And-